A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
I just wanna listen.
As my world turns, the heart beats. Not only in my chest, but the heart in the street. So when they feel this, they feel me. But I can't feel nothing outside these Dre beats. I am from the city of evil, came from the bottom. Standing on top, I was supposed to be my coffin. What's up? Inception shows me as a dead man walking. But reflection shows this kid still got it. Let it be known I got the throne like I don't know that there's a king. Never grew up around a family cause I'm not a human being. And anyone under my level that's coming in my spot.
Hey game, welcome back to Pack 3 Audio, WrestleMania Preview number 3. This is Jeremy, Kevin's on the other end still.
Yo!
That was good timing.
Oh my gosh.
So I was about to say pause for effect, and you jumped right in, so I didn't even get a chance.
Yeah, well, I'm going to retweet something right now, because my homeboy Gregory Iron is at a show in Indiana, and it looks like a father and his three sons. The one might be a daughter, I'm not sure. Mm. Kind of hard to tell, but they are all wearing Billy Gunn t-shirts. It is awesome. And
cool.
Actually, I might even save it because, I know that it'll be in the tweet, so I can use it some other time. Oh, my
nice.
God.
But, so we're not here to talk about PWO this time. We're here to talk about Kane and Randy Orton, actually. Kane and Randy Orton. You know, I've actually, as much as we said we're going to have a hard time with the Divas match, I don't think this one's going to be any easier.
No, we're going to be stretching this out like, some fresh mozzarella too.
Well, let's start with one thing. This match has been done to death over the last 2 years, or a year at least. Okay. So this screams, holy shit, we've got nothing for Randy Orton. As if, almost the old, the writers don't have anything for you. And they were like, uh-oh. And a panic ensued, and they're like, well, you know, Kane, yeah, it's new. Put Kane on the show. And that's it. And they're like, all right, figure it out, guys.
The only thing that they did, and we kind of touched on their the WWE selective history, and this is the only thing that helped to make this matchup better, at least in that department, is that they at least said that Randy Orton was the one that caused the injury for Kane to miss quite a number of months this past year. Well,
yeah.
And into this year, honestly, I guess, because I guess it's the tail end of last year and the beginning of this year.
Right. And, but, okay, so if that's the case, why didn't Kane go right after Randy Orton instead of John Cena? That, you know, okay. So.
Yeah, no, there is that minor problem. Or major problem, I guess.
Oh my God! Sorry, I made the mistake of looking at that picture. I'm gonna go back to Maria Menounos's pussy. There we go. So, but it's like selective logic, and maybe this is gonna be a theme for this because we talked about it in the Beth Phoenix, Maria Menounos match. It just doesn't make any sense. If he was going to come back, well, yeah, then he should be going after Randy Orton immediately. But
right,
and then they also don't bother to talk about why the hell Kane's dressed up with hair and a mask again.
Oh,
I mean, you can't
did
say
he stop doing that against Cena for the tail end there.
Yeah, they never talked about it there either. He just came back with the mask and the wig. They didn't explain, unless I missed it, they never explained why.
Okay, I thought he was still coming down to the ring with the mask and the wig on, so I didn't think anything of it.
But, yeah, and he wrestles in it. But before, when they showed footage of Randy Orton and Kane, when Kane got hurt, Kane didn't have the mask and wig on. He was bald-headed.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So it's like selective enforcement. Like, even though they had video proof that, all right, that's what Kane looks like, no one bothered to question, well, wait a minute, why is he wearing a mask and a wig now? I mean, not a wig. I mean, obviously going to say it's his real hair, but no one's bothered to ask the question why. And
so you're not allowed to change your look?
Mm-mm. Not, no, with, well,
it,
this kind
it, of, in
nearly
a year of being around, you're not allowed to, I mean, I know that you're follically challenged, but, you know, if you're not, you're not allowed to grow your hair out in the meantime, or?
Well, no, because, all right, this goes back to the selective historical enforcement or realization, whatever we so call it. Kane was told he had to take his mask off, you know? And it was,
oh,
you know,
mean like 5, 6, 7, 8
exactly,
whatever years
exactly
ago?
Yes, no, I understand it's a long time, but there should at least be some sort of follow-up to it and go, well, you know what, Kane's psychological issues have gotten the better of him again, and he's gone back to the darkness, or just something like that, just something quick, whatever else. And then it could even be tied into the fact Randy Orton beat me up, I got pissed off about it, and I'm going back to the way I was. And I know he mentioned something about the handshake, and it made him sick. And that kind of seemed to be where it was going.
Right.
But they stopped short of it.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. I guess I get that. I really wasn't that concerned one way or the other, I suppose, yeah. Since it is just really a nothing match.
Yeah, and there's no significance to this match at all. It doesn't. I mean, does anyone actually think that? Yeah, neither of these two are going to be the same afterwards. You know, they always pull that line out.
No,
it's just an undercard match that wouldn't surprise me. It comes on second.
Enough.
You know, it doesn't seem like there's any focus on this, and so they're kind of forcing it because. They've run out of, you know, they've run out of talking points, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, and I guess that's been the weird thing, is that normally, to me, this one sort of goes back to normally we're kind of blowing the WWE writers because they have their shit together, and the women's tag team match was thrown together at the last minute. And then this one was thrown together, too. Like, you almost needed an immediate explanation or something, but they waited until the SmackDown that I went to last week to finally explain why Kane was going after Randy Orton after 2 weeks of attacks. And, I mean, it didn't help establish anything, and then to try and get something else in there, you can't really do it at all, like, in you know, a couple of weeks, especially when you keep those two just on SmackDown. Well, I don't know. Did Randy Orton... I can't remember if Randy Orton wrestled this week or not.
He might have. I don't remember. Kane had Big Show.
Oh, okay, yeah, and he lost to him.
So, yeah, but...
Yeah.
See, it's just, going back to what you're saying about this match being thrown together as well, and I know I said this right after, I think, the Elimination Chamber, Kane and Zack Ryder. It made sense from a storyline aspect.
Yeah.
You know, they had the whole thing with Eve, and then they had that weird turn with John Cena and Eve, and then Eve come out and saying, I'm taking advantage of both of them, blah, 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 blah. When, in actuality, the whole thing should have been Zack Ryder coming back, not only defending Eve's, you know, honor, I guess, but also getting, you know, showing that he's a legitimate player or something like that. You know, build it up that way. You know, David versus Goliath.
Right.
You got the Big Red Machine versus Zack Ryder. And I don't think it would be any worse of a match than Randy Orton and Kane.
I think it'd be a worse match. just because I still don't have much of a gauge on Zack Ryder one way or the other.
Yeah.
Especially in a WrestleMania-length match. Because, I mean, even those short ones outside of the women's matches probably go 8 to 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
I think,
and
I
don't think I've seen Zack Ryder in anything that's gone at most over 5.
Yeah. Yes,
so,
that's true.
I mean, Orton is deliberate as both of their offenses are. You know, I mean, Orton puts together a pretty solid match, you know? I mean, I guess I like his collection of moves, except for the whole stomp thing, because that just doesn't make any sense. Like, if he pins down your right arm and then doesn't move, don't you know to move your right arm before he stomps on it?
Yeah,
or whatever your body part is?
That's one of those wrestling suspension of disbelief, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, you kind of have to go with that, but no, I agree with you.
So, yeah, I mean, I trust Orton more than I do Ryder at this juncture. Yeah. And, you know, this kind of moves on to a little bit, and I'm not going to get into it really, but, you know, another match that they've set up but haven't really done much for is the Team Teddy versus Team
right.
Johnny thing.
Yeah.
There is no one in that match that I could give a shit less about or that I could give a shit about. Why not have at least one guy, the captain on each team, be somebody that I could really care about? I mean, I guess a lot of people are getting behind Santino. So
right, I was going to say you lost it there, actually. Yeah,
I shouldn't be bagging on him too much, but still, he's still kind of, well, no, he isn't really fresh in a way.
No.
I mean, he's been around for a while at this juncture.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I don't care about him because despite the fact that he has a title and they're sort of giving him a push, that I still don't view him as a threat. And at least Orton, I'm like, oh, okay, he's going to kick a bunch of people's asses.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems logically, though, that the Kane-Zack Ryder feud never had a logical finish, though.
Yeah.
There was never that payoff. And that's why it seemed destined that that match would be on WrestleMania. Click, click, you're done, you move on. Even if Kane beats up Zack Ryder, you know, people won't be happy about it, but at least it would be a definitive end. Or you have a very good feel-good story. So a guy that wasn't even on WWE programming, for the most part, superstars, if that counts, to a WrestleMania match where he gets to beat Kane. You know, and it could propel him to something better.
Right.
So, to me, it's a lost opportunity, and instead they had to placate Randy Orton, which they should, because he is one of probably their top money, you know, I'd say probably top 5-6 top money earners for him.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I don't really know where else to go with this match. I mean, it's been done for free on TV so many times. They've already had pay-per-view matches.
Yeah, I mean, they were the last,
as
you rightfully point out, I mean, both these guys and Kane, over an even longer amount of time, they kind of deserve a singles match. And I guess that's the only thing that's another thing that just, you know, kills my theory there. Because, both of them deserve a singles match and not some, you know, tag team match, you know, that's at best for Survivor Series, really.
Yeah. It seems like, and Dusty mentioned this on Audio 180 with me, a lot of these matches, some of these people could have been worked into the Money in the Bank match. I don't think there's any harm in putting Kane back in a Money in the Bank match, you know? Randy Orton, you can't, so you'd have to find something else. But like a guy like The Miz, something like that. But we'll save that aspect. But that almost seems to be like why you didn't really need a Kane match here. But where do you see this going on the card?
Oof. I mean, it's pretty early on the card.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, too.
You know, because, and that was the other thing. I remember us thinking, we kind of touched on it when we were talking about the women, is that, because you asked me the same question. I think we were all surprised this past year at how soon they got that out of the way and that they didn't use it as a buffer, because they went straight from Triple H and Taker to Cena and The Miz, didn't they?
No, I believe the Snooki and Ziggler was in between that, but it was such a come down from that epic clash that it was actually forgettable.
Okay,
that was in between, I believe.
No, I just seem to remember that we thought that there were a couple of matches strung together that we thought would be broken up.
Yeah,
and that had used the women's match early on in another match that we thought was just not worthy of anything. You know, that they used them earlier on the card than, you know, we thought they would.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to do the same thing. Like, it's going to end up being a bit of a top-heavy show, and the last, you know, three matches or so are going to be pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Three, four.
I agree. I'm figuring this is either match two or three, is where that sounds, which would be another early Randy Orton match, which is... Got a grade on him, but, you know, you take it where you get it. I think it's your turn for predictions first, by the way.
Oh, I think it's an easy victory for Randy Orton, because there's no reason that the babyface, they, you know, let babyfaces definitely win a bit more at WrestleMania than other pay-per-views.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with him, because it doesn't really matter if Kane wins, loses, whatever he does. They always seem to be able to keep him in the main event picture-ish area.
Yeah. I don't really think it matters who wins this match, so I'm just going to go Randy Orton as well. Figure what the hell. Because I already picked Beth and Eve, and I picked Daniel Bryan, so you got to get a face win in there, even though I'm probably wrong. But all right. So there's your prediction. Again, no money back guarantees. We'll be back later today with Cody Rhodes and Big Show. Check it out. Don't really know what time, just check back. It's a way of us generating hits. So thanks for listening. We'll get back to you next time.